Hello Gurpreet, first thank you that you give me the chance to have an interview with you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Devasetu. Yeah.
Okay, so my first question, do you see yourself as a spiritual teacher or guru, or how do you see yourself?
I don't see myself as a spiritual teacher. But I know it's the way it opened up in me, like it was so true to be with others. And because I was able to guide them, it's not like I'm thinking I am a spiritual teacher. I don't see myself that way at all.
What does it mean to guide people or to help people in a spiritual way?
Because through the realization, I was seeing like people are so thirsty, but they don't know how to connect with that higher self. And people are seeking, people are really in the pain, in the suffering. And I was able to guide them, like I knew the space I'm coming from is my beingness with the other people. Is there is a truth in it?
You just mentioned the higher self. What do you mean exactly by this?
Other than the created self, it's like I was seeing. People are so thirsty. People are looking for something. They don't even know they're looking for to connect with the higher self. Or it's like some people, they think they're looking for God. Or some people, they just want to connect with the higher soul or something like that. But they don't really know what higher self is. But they are seeking. They are looking for it. I see the pain in them. And so then I knew, like, they are able to. It's not that impossible to connect with the higher. It's so simple.
For my understanding, everything is one. There is no really, there are no two things. It's all one energy that's happening with outer forms of... with outer forms which appears as different people or different human beings. So how can I get this together, the picture of everything is one and a lower and a higher self?
Yes, it depends where the person is. If the person is in that kind of state where the person is in the oneness, and the person is really knows there is everything is just happening, everything is just one. And then that state is the one, but there are some people, they're still not in that state. They still are separated from that. There's something is still, it's like a misunderstanding in them is still there. The ignorance is still in them still. It's not only to understand everything is one, just be that way, that everything is one.
And how is your experience? For you, you experience everything as one?
Yes, there is a oneness in everything, absolutely. Like there is, nothing is separated from anything. It's all one. And all this oneness, everything is happening.
Everything is happening, and for you it's happening that people are coming to you who needs help in a way.
Yes, and people are coming, they are opening, because this openness is very important in the person, to open the created self is very important in the person. So through the unfolding, your inner, this is how you able to see how everything is one. Not just understanding through the mind everything is one.
What people or what I can do to really see that everything is one, to really understand this? Is there anything I can do for that?
Yeah, the person has to let go all the mind understanding first. And person needs to open up, so like the whole inner self needs to open up, person's beliefs, person's wants, needs, person's desires, person's issues, like, you know, through the issues, how much person is so close in own self. And everything needs to open up in the person. It's just like a, through this seeing, it's just unfolding your own self. Through this unfolding, the one able to just see that it's just me, I am the one creating the separation. Because it's so easy to understand through the mind and say, yes, everything is one. But in reality, the person is still experiencing the separation within. And there are so many ways person able to open up. It just individual is always different. And through this individual, that's why I know the person needs guidance, because it cannot be just write it down. Okay, you just see yourself. That's it. This person does not even know how to see own self. It's very difficult to see own self.
But this seeing and this opening, it's a grace, it can happen, but it's not possible to do it. Is it right?
Person's willingness needs to be there. Through the willingness, it's like your face is in that direction, and that will help the person to open up. Because if the person is not present there, if the person's face is some other direction, in other direction, and then you don't know what opening means. You don't know what you are seeing or what you're experiencing.
So people have a free will to direct their attention or not?
Yes, of course. This is a person's own choice. And to turn this way, of course, it's not like one have to, like, you know, one have to be in this way. It's not like that. This person, sometimes it just needs to experience everything. Person need to go through all the pain, all the disappointments. Is this what you mean, free will?
For my understanding, the question of free will, will can happen, but it's not free because there is nobody who can have this will, because everything is one.
Yes, that happens through the unfolding, the personalness. Because through the unfolding, the personalness, this is how you discover who you are. Like, that who you are is not like something. It's just that who you are is the good question to unfold yourself, though. Because that question will just shatter the whole created self. Because when the whole created self is shattering, and then what your higher self is, itself is there. It's not person did anything, but of course person did turn the face inside. Person was open to see everything regardless what it might was costing to the person.
So how comes that some people have interest in spirituality, in opening, in going, in seeing the higher self, and other people not at all?
It's the unconscious part, and the person is very big also. So not everybody is that much conscious enough to be in the direction of this higher self way, like even to unfold oneself or discover who I am, or just willingness to connect what is a higher. Not everybody is able, because of there is such a big part in the person is unconscious, and its unconsciousness is just like a automatic way, just something is running. And then person don't see the need of anything else, because person is just satisfied that way. And some people, because of something is really poking them, even that the some kind of pain is poking them, and then they are unable to let themselves be in that way. They're not satisfied. They're not satisfied what the world is. They're not satisfied what they have. So then some people, they are able to open, and some not.
When the identification with the person falls away and just life is happening, is this the same as you call it opening to the higher self? Is this a different expression for the same?
Can you repeat your question again, please, Deva?
My experience is that for times there is falling away every identification. That I'm living the same way I have been living before, but same feelings and every experience, everything. But there is no identification with the I thought, with the thought, it's me, it's I'm living this, I'm feeling this. When this identification falls away, is it the same like you call it opening up for the higher self?
Yes, yes, yes. Because as you open to see how many different ways you have been identifying yourself with, right? And when you are really opening, and that identity is falling apart, of course, yes. And then you are like more like arising, or you are connecting what is a higher itself. It's not doing, it's not a thing.
In Germany, a lot of the spiritual teachers, they call themselves Advaita teachers. What is your connection to Advaita?
I don't call myself anything. It's not, because it's not you become someone. It's not you are something or someone special. It's not like that. It's like the other people perceive that way. I don't really see myself that way at all. It's so simple. You actually become more simpler than before, because you're losing. It's not you really becoming someone, right? Because becoming someone, sometimes it can be person's ego. It can be even spiritual ego.
When people come to you and sit together with you in satsang and retreats, what is helping them? Your teaching, or your presence, or what you say, or what they hear? What is making a change for them?
Everything. The presence is most important, and at the same time, the words are also helping, because the person is coming from that world. And because the person cannot understand, and the person needs to trust the person who's connecting with. So the person can just be without understanding whatever's happening and let it be what is, what the person is, even the person is falling apart, so the person can let it be. But that comes through this presence. And when I'm just guiding with the words, also helping them, because I'm just telling them it's so okay to let yourself be that way. It's not something bad happening. It's just you losing your identity. Because it's not easy to lose your identity.
Isn't it very relaxing just to be and not to have the idea to be somebody?
It's just like you are more in the love. What is the higher? You are. Of course, you're not going up and down anyways. That is maybe your word is relaxing, yes. And at the same time, that doesn't matter anymore or anything else. It doesn't matter, like, because everything simple will move through you as it is. So nothing makes you up and down. So then that does leave you in the relaxed state, yeah.
When you start a sentence, do you know the end of the sentence?
The ending is like, you know, it's already 7 years. I see the person can be so, so fine in this. And this is unlimited, this being fine. And this unfolding, it's so unlimited because it's just, you don't, like, I don't see the end of it. But at the same time, I know there is no end. You cannot really touch the end. Because when you, anything you just think about the end, that means it's limited. It cannot be the higher. The higher is the only one is unlimited. Because anything is a limit. It's just like the, anybody can reach there so easy. So even like sometimes people go in the mind state, and the mind state is still limited, and then they believe they reached somewhere. And then from the heart place, it's unlimited. Because the heart can include everything in it, absolutely everything.
When people come more often to you, do you see them as your disciple?
The teachers, I mean, as a Jews, you mean what I see in them as a teacher?
Yes, or it makes a difference. Or there are people who say these are my disciples, or.
Yes, I see that they are closer to me. They value where I'm coming from because they're tasting all the time. They're seeing the unlimitlessness in me, how I am able to let them be whatever they are. So they are valuing it. So I do see it's like they are closer to me, people. I don't see even so many times, it's like the student word, they think they are the student and I let them be whatever they're experiencing. Because I don't see myself as a teacher. I see myself as just being with other people and letting them open up. It's like my family. I see more like that of it.
Is there on your side any doing, or is this just happening that the people are opening up more and more?
It's like my side is I am that, and what I am is helping them to open up. And in that, there is no doing. Because if there is a doing, there will be a tiredness. It won't let the person experience fullest way. It's like the person who's sitting in front of me, it won't let the person open fullest way. Because it'll limit. Because every doing is a limited.
You are sometimes surprised what's happening with people in your satsang?
Personal way, like I see sometimes people, I surprise like how much person is holding on to. But when they opening, that is not surprising, it's just I know. And like how many ways person can hold, how many ways person can try to run from this. And that's surprising me sometimes. And the way they're opening is just, I just love it. It's just, I love that person, how much person is opening, and that's not surprising. That's more like merging with each other.
Some people call their experience with a spiritual teacher like being touched by some teacher, maybe not being touched by another teacher.
Mm-hmm.
How would you explain to being touched? How you can explain this with other words?
It all depends on person's willingness to move forward. It's like even so many people, their quest is about the higher, but inside of them they are still wondering about the powers or some kind of state, or I want something, I want peace, or you know. So it depends on the person, how much a thirst is in the person and what level that thirst is. Because when the thirst is in the really higher level of thirst, then person is not going to satisfy with small touches. Person will go and experience, but it's not going to let the person be there too long though. And because sometimes this coming to the satsang, and I see people experience actually opposite way. They experience more discomfort than being touched. And some people, they experience like there is something so pure happening. So it depends on the person, where the person is coming from.
So makes it sense to stay with one teacher, or is it good to be open to different teachers and also to go to different teachers and different retreats? What is your advice?
You know, I'll just explain you my experience. When I start opening, I just turned my face in this direction and I met many people. But I did not stay there too long because I realized I'm not looking for this, whatever they are providing or whatever they were even saying, whatever is like they, because all people they say it's a highest God or it's a highest way of being. But when you just go with whatever the teacher you just come into contact with, the fullest way, the heartful way, you're able to move through the teacher. You're not going to stay there. And so the real thirst is like that. You don't stay in that state. But going into the like different teachers and stuff like that, I don't see there is any benefit like that. The only thing maybe is the benefit, like the person maybe will come to the contact with the one is the real teacher for the person. But that is also individual's search or way of being also. Because how easily person can satisfy own self somewhere, that is also so normal.
And when people meet the right teacher, then there is no doubt. Then they know for sure this is the right teacher for the moment.
Not necessarily. The people, like sometimes I see the group of people with me, sometimes the person come and the very first time and their heart knows, and then same time their mind is just going so much up and down, and the person is only familiar with the mind and the person can easily close the door, says no. But somehow if the person still able to come back through even the little knowing from the heart, so then the person able to connect with that the real teacher. Because mind does not know what is the real teacher is. It just happens. It's like sometimes it just happens some way, somehow, you don't know.
What are the outer signs that I'm with the right teacher? So when I feel good with him, when I like him, when I'm in a way in love with him,
Can you repeat again, please? Because I just
what,
hear the noise.
What are the outer signs that I am with the right teacher? Is it that I feel right with him, that I feel good, that I feel in a way like being in love with him or her?
Because your mind cannot understand anyways what is the right teacher. Because even when you come to the right teacher, maybe that is the most doubtful place that time. Because the right teacher means it's like death to the creator self, right? So, but it depends on the person's quest. Like if the person is so thirsty, the person does not really care about what is losing, then the person easily able to connect with the right teacher. But that cannot be really put into the words, what is the right teacher, how you come to the right teacher. I always say it's about the person, how much person is thirsty. What is the person's... It's like how much the person's quest is so true. Like, you know, where the person is coming from. It all decides itself. The person, creator self, don't decide for the person.
Would you agree that the outer teacher is a mirror for the inner teacher?
Teacher is a mirror, yes. The mirror means the person is going to see the own created self. Right? Because otherwise it's hard to see own self. And when the person is sitting in front of the teacher, and then person easily able to see own created self, that where the stuckness is, right? You're asking the teacher other way. That I don't really see, like a Because when you are opening, the other person is opening, and then you're just loving it. You just don't even see like a, being a mirror or something. That is just like you just being in.
To being in and there is silence?
Like it depends on the stages. Sometimes there is a joyfulness because it's not one state. It depends on how much person opening. Because person cannot open at once. Because person cannot tolerate that opening at once. It's unbearable.
So, I think it's different for different people. Maybe some can open at one moment and be closed at another, and this opening is going time by time, it's getting deeper and deeper. Is it that way?
I don't see that way because it's not like the one time opening is like experience. The person can experience for one moment, that I can call it that way opening, but it's not going to last too long. Because through the experience, the person can experience the oneness, that's it. But that oneness is not going to last too long. Because that is just experience. That is not the real openness. Because person is still living mysterious way.
Can the real opening be described?
Because there isn't one state. One state is only through the experience can be described. For the one state through the experience, person will say, yeah, I am experiencing this. It's happy moment. It's like this kind of moment. It's a blissful state and stuff like that. But it's not permanent state. There is no permanent state. If the person is so willing to open endless way, there is nothing permanent in the person. But the only thing is in the person is openness and the willingness to move whatever there is.
At your homepage, I found you speaking there about the I. What is the I for you? Has it any substance?
Because this I just it's just like an endless way unfolding. Even there is impersonalness in the I, but unfolding is still happening. You cannot really even pinpoint that I in one thing, one way. That can be in anything, any time, and can be seen by the person. But if there is so much impersonalness, and then is the person able to move through it as it is, and if there is a personalness in the person, and then it takes time, it depends how much person is holding on to. But I experiencing, I keep moving through as it is, and without being shaken by anything.
Do you see yourself in any tradition, like in the tradition of Osho or of Ramana or Papaji or somebody else?
No, that you just really integrate everything. It's like, it's not, that's what I'm saying, it's not like a state, it's not something, it's not a religion, it's not even what Ramana said or Papaji said. It's just like everybody experience or open their own ways, yes. But it's not like I can really identify myself with anything. It's not like that at all. It's like a beyond from everything, from all the religions.
But you know them and you have read their books, or is there no interest on your side?
Because Osho's book I read in the very, very first time when this my journey started. And then somebody gave me Papaji's book and Ramana's book. So this is how I know them too. Yeah.
You yourself have written books. My question about spiritual books, in which way they help? They help because the people get knowledge from them, or they help maybe because the people can, by reading, connect to you?
It's just the level of the person. Like, you know, for me, I just listened to Osho, the very first word, like the person don't know how to surrender, that touched me, that's it. So it helped me that time. And but it's just after, when you begin to unfold your own self, then everything you lose. You lose the interest of even reading anything. And because you are beginning to live from the richer place from inside of you. And the book been written, it's just written because of the people were thinking, who were around me, they were thinking it's so benefit to the people. And so just the volunteers, they collected all the talks and then they put it together in one book. And even there is another book coming, and this is what they're doing. They just wanted to put it in one book so it can help maybe many people. Sometimes the people come through reading the book from somewhere, and they come. And that level, it helps. But the book cannot really unfold the person, though. For the unfolding, you do need the real teacher who can really help you, who can let you step in the darkness.
This year you have been to Germany and giving satsangs, and you will come to Germany 2016 again. So how comes, or how do you decide to which country you come to give satsang?
It's like I don't even decide anything. It's like I see the people's thirst is inviting me. It's like some people, they just ask me, and I said, yeah, we'll just go. I'll just go there. It's okay. So now I see how much people are thirsty there. I see the seriousness, sincerity in them. So, yeah, so I'm just going back again. So it's just they are the one inviting me. And when there is no pull, then there is no need for me to go anywhere.
In Germany, you will have a retreat, and you will also offer singer sessions, or what will happen?
We having a 10-day retreat in Germany, like two satsangs every day. That's all.
So you don't give single sessions or single satsangs?
No. It's just, yeah, that takes a lot of time already. So I feel like if the person is really willing to open, person will open regardless in the satsang too. And but I am open every way with the people. They're able to talk to me or sit down with me. I'm open, but I cannot open with everyone. Like then it will be too much wanting.
Yes.
From other people.
Yes.
Yeah.
How's your satsang happening? There is silence or questions and music. How is it working?
We were playing a little bit of music, subtle music, and some in the beginning it was like a more devotional songs, a little bit here and there. That was for the newer people because I was seeing it was so difficult for the newer people to sit down in the satsang because the uncomfortableness, because their created self is threatened already. But right now we are even eliminating that and just sitting in the silent in the beginning. And then if I have some words, I speak about it. And if I don't have anything to speak about it, then people begin to ask questions. So, yeah, it depends how it goes. Like, I don't really set anything, but the one thing is set, like, I do let the people come individual way and ask me personal questions or, yeah, difficulties so I can guide them.
To speak something about that comes spontaneous to you, or
it's I'm coming from that place. It's like I know. It's not surprising to me. It's like I know what this person is going through, and the words, the way the words are coming to me, it's not surprising, it's coming from my knowing.
You are born in India. You have still connections to India? You have family and friends there, or you are out of that?
Basically out of it. My close family is already in Canada. And but I've been to India, and three times. Yeah. So I don't have much connection there. Yeah. To go back or... Yeah, but I am in more Canada.
You feel at home in the country, or is home only yourself, your heart?
Can you say again, please?
You see Canada as your home country, or is to being home, is it only the heart? Is the outer country not important at all?
Not now. It's not important at all. Yeah. It's like even when I arrive in Canada, for me this was a home already. But after, as I just opened up, it doesn't even matter anymore where I am, because I travel last 7 years quite a bit, so I was here and there. I never feel like I'm out of place anywhere.
Okay. Maybe to come to an end, would you like to speak once more about the essence of your teaching, if you have something like teaching?
For me, I always tell people just to come to the satsang, because I don't have any specific thing to speak about, and it just opens up through the people's own willingness or what they really need that time. It just opens me up like that way. And but for me, I always invite people to the satsang, so then this way I can guide them and just be with them. Because this is why it's like it's not, I am teaching people, like if it's a teaching, then I will just write it down. This is their teaching. This is what they need to follow. But inside, it's not something the person needs to follow. As the person comes in the presence, and then the person able to unfold if the person is willing to open, regardless what is costing the person. Yeah, but it is uncomfortable many times. But I still tell people just to come. Just come, sit down. Don't even think about anything. Even if you have no question, don't worry about it. Just come and sit down.
Sit down and trying to be silent, or just sit down and doing nothing?
Just be whatever the person is. Just even because in the person there is always something is going on. Even if I just tell the person be silent, it's not true for the person. Then person is gonna keep trying that I'm supposed to be silent. But I'm just telling the person just come here, just sit, and slowly person able to just see what is happening in the satsang. Other people are opening, other people are moving or going through the difficulties. So the person can experience everything in the satsang. And in same time, from the openness, there is a joyfulness, there is a more stillness, the quietness comes that touches the person. So every way is helping the person to open up.
Okay, can you say something especially for Germany, for the situation in Germany that and other European countries that so many people coming from the Middle East and would like to live in Germany and the other European countries?
And the situations can be any. But through the situations, if the person sees it like this, if the person sees the broader picture, and then the person sees it like these things are happening. When the person is in a smaller picture, the person stays in that issue, that why this is happening. So from my side, I don't really see anything bad happening in any ways, because it's all happening. How can you say this is bad happening? Because you don't know the reality of the happening. Because every happening, it can open up the person so much. Any pain is opening the person. So that even the pain cannot be bad. So anything is happening anywhere is so wonderfully okay.
And it's not necessary to think about it.
Because thinking is narrow. Because in the thinking person always think what is right, what is wrong. And that is very narrow. And the heartfulness, the openness from the heart is just able to let everything be the way it is.
So for you, everything is okay in the world, even wars and accidents and things like this. Maybe, yes, sometimes they are sad or touching, but they are okay. They are just life that's happening. Is this right?
Yes, because it is like that. When you see broader picture, it has been like that, and it will be like that. Like we cannot prevent anything. It's not in person's hand. Even person is trying to prevent something. It's very, very shallow level. But it's like if there is a birth, that death is happening. That is the reality.
So it's the nature of life that there's always movement and living and death and life and death, and that's just how it is.
It is like that, yes, yes. But there is more than this too. This life and death, there is much more higher in the person also.
Can you put this in words, this higher?
What? I only can say what is other than this life and death. What is other than that, that is a higher, and it cannot be described. It only can be lived from.
And this is a grace when it can be lived.
Yes, yes. Wonderful, yeah.
Okay, is there any other issue you like to talk about?
I'm just open, you can ask whatever you're willing to ask.
So, very often there are more women than men are coming to spiritual teachers. Is it your experience also, or?
Yes, yes. I was thinking it was because if I am a woman, and then maybe there are more women following me, it's easier for them. And it is like that. There are majority women, and like for them, it's like experience from some women is like for them it's so easier for them to follow a lady than male, and for some male figure I experienced some of them, they were thinking it's easier to connect with what is a more gentle, and for some male I see their resistance to connect with the female. It's like it's harder for them to connect to the female. And then they just resist that way. So it just depends. But women are majority, like they are coming, yes.
Because for them it's easier to open the heart, and they are not so much in the head and thinking.
Like for me, it doesn't really even matter to like where the person is coming from. Like even the woman also can be coming from so much from the head too. And the woman also has so many attachments also than men. And so I don't see any way it's one is like the woman is woman has more possibility than men. I don't see that way. I see the possibility is equal both ways.
The possibility to open up to yes, to just become a hollow bamboo for life?
Yes, possibility to open in both is an equal way. Like even we can just say the man personality is like that and the woman personality is like that, and maybe there is a better, the woman for easier to just come this way, and for the man maybe it's difficult, but when you just see it overall, it's a both way is the same, because if the person is stuck, even the woman can be stuck. And if the the man can be stuck also. So it's, I don't see any impossibility in both. Because it's just the cost. Whoever's willing to just pay that cost, it's there. It's just...
But what are the costs? What does it mean, the costs?
Because losing all the personalness, losing all the identities, that is the cost. Like so many ways that attachments can be very powerful in the person. The losing of the mind understanding can be very powerful in the person. So that is the cost. There's so much fear in the person to lose anything. To lose all the mind understanding is very threatening to the person.
But the individuality is not lost because the people, they blossom like different flowers in different ways.
Individuality is only in the beginning when person starts the journey, and then the person loses their individuality, and then this is where the person able to experience the more and more impersonalness, this oneness.
So I'm a little bit out of questions now.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice talking to you.
Yes. Thank you very much. And yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Devasati. Yes.
And thank you to all the people I have been helping for this interview. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.